I am Sam Yacovazzi, and together with Thomas Grant and Presley Anderson, we interviewed Lisa Miskelly, the head of La Farm, and her dog, Rocco, to find out more about their relationship.
Dogs are versatile companions. A relationship with a dog can be professional, personal, or in some cases, both. Rocco, a self-appointed working dog, balances these two aspects, and as a result, he enjoys the freedoms of a farm dog and the comforts of a lap dog. On the job, Rocco keeps vermin away from the crops and greets visitors. When he's off the clock, he's a cuddly sweetheart.
So Rocco is actually originally my husband's dog. My husband already had Rocco when I met him. Mm-hmm. He got Rocco from a blue heeler rescue when Rocco was about a year old. He's a mix. He's definitely not all blue heeler, but we do like him a lot. He just likes some particular traits about him that I know aren't like across the board all blue heelers.
Blue heeler dogs, or the Australian cattle dogs, are known for hunting, chasing, moving livestock, and having a huge work drive, according to the American Kennel Club. Blue heelers are known to be alert, curious, and pleasant, which is a valuable skill set for a dog intended for herding. You can see these traits come out in Rocco when he's working on the farm, looking for rodents or greeting their customers. You can find dogs in a lot of other working fields, like helping the blind, policing, and many more.
He doesn't generally bark at people. He's really good at kids. He like hunts for small rodents on the farm. He is very tolerant in general. He's never gone to the bathroom in the house. He loves vegetables. He eats a lot of vegetables. There's just like a lot of things about Rocco that we really love.
For Lisa, Rocco played an important role in her relationship with her husband. According to Jessica Pierce in Run Spot Run, getting a pet may bring a family closer by encouraging time together. As Lisa explained to us, Rocco's presence helped to initiate an important relationship for her that may not have been otherwise possible.
We always joke that I never would have dated him except for that he had Rocco, and then I really fell in love with Rocco, and like the husband came along. But it's not, obviously that's not really true, but we do sometimes wonder if like we actually would have had a relationship if I didn't also meet Rocco at the same time.
Jokes aside, dogs can serve as an important emotional support being. As quoted by Pierce, Boris Levinson used his dog as a co-therapist. Levinson found that a dog could be a valuable tool for the psychotherapist because the mere presence of a dog facilitated interaction, opened people up, and helped them to relax.
I feel like he's provided me with emotional support. You know, same thing, like, if I'm having, like, a tough time, he's the one that I usually want to be. I mean, not that I don't want to be around people, too, but, like, you know, there's something, I think, to be said about... We're so used to, like, giving each other... We want to give each other advice. Like, and a lot of times, like... I feel like I don't want advice. I just want someone to be like, it's okay. But not even say it's okay. Just like be present to witness whatever I'm experiencing. He's definitely had a positive influence, I would say, on my just general emotional well-being.
As Caroline Knapp describes in her book, Pack of Two, the term unconditional love is used to describe the relationship between human and dogs. That's what's comforting and healing about them. Dogs love us, or they appear to, in a pure, more accepting way than our spouses or our best friends or even our parents. This is what Lisa experiences with Rocco and is the reason why dogs make good therapy animals.
In the best of times, he's stays in bed. I mean, he doesn't sleep in our bed, but he stays in his bed until I get up in the morning. He will wait until I go to bed to go to bed at night. If I am ever crying, he just comes and puts his head on me, like, no matter where he is, no matter where I am, if we're, like, in the same vicinity, he'll just, like, hear me being upset, and he'll just come and put his head on me.
Both humans and dogs innately crave physical contact from other individuals of their species. It might be the most important component of the human-dog relationship that both consider the other to be suitable stand-ins. This contact is comforting for several reasons. Alexandra Horowitz, author of Inside of a Dog, would say that its comforting nature is a result of the feeling that a connection has been made. In other words, the contact is a reminder of the relationship, and is comforting for that reason.
You would never have realized from the relationship Lisa formed with Rocco that she grew up with cats and is not really a cat person or a dog person. It wasn't until she met a working dog while working in a sheep dairy where she experienced her first real meaningful relationship with a dog.
I didn't have really a lot of other people that I worked with, but I worked with this dog, Juba, who would herd the sheep for me, who was a border collie. And I just had such a relationship with that particular dog. And I feel, you know, the same way, only more so with Rocco. I don't think of myself exactly as a dog person. I'm like, it's like this particular relationship is important to me, but I wouldn't say that I'm like across the board all dogs.
This relationship with Juba was a change of perspective of dogs for Lisa and is what helped her relationship with Rocco. This new experience with dogs, especially with a working dog, allowed her to see dogs as individuals and part of her family. As Knapp describes, dogs become our family and are sometimes better than our family members, and we become protective of them.
Rock was 8, and I know that it is going to be very difficult for me when he passes from this world, and so I think that we will probably look into getting another rescue at some point towards the end of his life, because I imagine that transition between like not having a dog that was a longtime companion and then like finding a new relationship being very difficult, and I feel like maybe it would be a little easier if there was already a dog in our life.
Rocco and Lisa are a powerful example of the impact dogs can have on our lives. Not only do they have effects on our personal lives, but in cases like Rocco's, they are present in our professional lives as well. From farmers to police officers, from the epileptic to the blind, people from all walks of life understand the wonder that is a dog on the job.
He's definitely a scuffler.
Mm-hmm.
He protects our crops, and I think he, like, knows that's his job to do.